Zack Snyder's Justice League drops on HBO Max today, extended and retooled from the widely criticized 2017 version. The Snyder Cut was released after demand from the public. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the new film gives the fans just what they asked for.
Okay, let's get one thing out of the way right off the bat. Zack Snyder's Justice League is just over 4 hours long. You heard me right, 4 hours. And yet, it doesn't feel like 4 hours when you sit down to watch it, mostly because Snyder has fleshed out a story worth the time. Ben Affleck's Batman slash Bruce Wayne is trying to assemble a team of superheroes to fend off a possible attack from another universe. Here, Bruce Wayne argues over the mission with his butler, Alfred, played by Jeremy Irons.
You've been working as if there's no tomorrow to build this team of people you can't even find.
I found one. I found two. Include Diana.
Just because Lex Luthor says the planet's in danger of attack.
This has nothing to do with Lex Luthor. I made a promise to him on his grave. I spent a lot of time trying to divide us. I need to bring us together.
The him Batman is referring to is Superman, who was killed in the movie before this one, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. This movie offers a different Batman, full of faith he'll find the right combination of heroes to defeat a monster named Steppenwolf, who hopes to conquer Earth for his master, Darkseid. Snyder packs a lot more into this version with expanded backstories of characters that superhero fans love. In particular, Ray Fisher shines as Cyborg, a top athlete and student who hates his father for using alien technology to save his life after a horrific car accident. And Ezra Miller shows off more of his quirky take on Speedster the Flash, showing up late for a job interview as jittery young Barry Allen.
I'm so sorry I'm so late. I didn't mean to be so late. I'm me and I'm here and I'm so sorry I'm late. Essentially, the bus didn't come, then the bus did come, but then there was this old woman counting change for the fare, like nickel penny, like, geez Louise, let this woman on the bus. She's 107 years old. These are some of her last few moments of life.
Resume.
And then racing through a plate glass window in the blink of an eye to save a woman from a car wreck who's fated to become his girlfriend, Iris West. This scene, like so many others in the new Justice League, didn't appear in the original 2017 film. Snyder left that project after the death of his daughter, allowing Joss Whedon, the director of Marvel's first two Avengers movies, to take over. But Whedon's version was panned by critics and flopped at the box office, which got fans agitating to see Snyder's version. And in a surprise move, Warners gave the green light, and reportedly an additional $70 million, to finish the Snyder Cut for HBO Max. This is a significantly different film. It's R-rated, with more blood and cursing. The awkward attempts at humor that Whedon used to lighten Snyder's dark tone have been removed. There's a newly filmed epilogue with a surprise cameo fans will love. And there's a different kind of humor, like this moment when the Flash asks Cyborg if he should try romancing Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. What do you think, man? You think she'd ever go for a younger guy?
She's 5,000 years old, Barry. Every guy's a younger guy.
It may be tough for those who don't like superhero movies to get through Zack Snyder's Justice League, but for those of us who knew the original film could be better, Snyder delivers a vastly improved movie, capitalizing on the kind of second chance which rarely comes around in Hollywood anymore. I'm Eric Deggans.